What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Victoria, and I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Real Talk with Miss V. This is where we're going to talk about faith, life, love, and everything in between. So wherever you're at right now, get comfortable and let's talk. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Real Talk with Miss V. I am so glad that you have decided to join me on this beautiful Monday morning, wherever you're at around the globe. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, bonjour, however you want to say it. Thank you for being here. Welcome. I'm your host, Victoria, Mrs. V, Mrs. Levitt, and today we got a brand new episode for you, which I am really excited to share. I hope you've had a chance to listen to last week's episode. If you didn't, take some time today, go back, have a listen. We were privileged and honored to have our friend Matt Pinot with us, and he shared a bit about his journey and his story. And I'm not going to give it away. You'll just have to go back and listen if you missed it. But we are so grateful that he was available and able to give us at least a glimpse into what God has done in his life. And it's an incredible story, which I still can't wrap my head around. And he's only just, you know, giving us a snippet. So he will be back on the show, on the podcast, to give us part two. And who knows, he might be a lifelong guest on the show as God continues to work in his story. So yeah, praise God for that. My friend Claire has also been a guest on our show. And since that episode, she has, and I think she told a little bit about it, but she has released a book titled Perpetual Healing, Dance It Out Every Single Day. And I haven't gotten too far into the book yet. I am a terrible reader. That's my, you know, confession today. I don't read a lot. I don't really do well with reading books, but it's one that, like, it captures your attention. It's easy reading. It's not difficult to get through. So I'm looking forward to continuing on with that book and just hearing what God has to say to me from my own personal healing journey. So yeah, if you haven't had a chance, please make sure you get your copy. You can find it on Amazon. It is a nugget of gold that you want. If you're a reader, you definitely want to get this book, not just to support my friend, but because she shares her heart and she shares her truth and gives you the tools that you need to walk your own healing journey. So yeah, go get it, go get it, go get it. Yeah, that's my little opening, I guess, announcements. Today I want to, it's been an interesting, this year has been very interesting for me, for us, for my family, and today I'm not going to go into all of that. I feel like I say that every week. I'm not going to go into that because there's a time for everything, and today is not the week to go into that. But this year has really been a year, and we're only at February, 20th? And God has taken me on such a journey. I'm learning so much about trusting him. I'm learning so much about calling on the name of Jesus. I'm learning a lot about putting into practice the things that I preach. So, you know, when they say practice what you preach, yeah, I'm definitely, God is taking me on that practicing part. And I can't say I'm enjoying it, but I will say that I'm learning a lot through this, through the ups and the downs, the trials, the grief, the pain, the hurt, all of it. I'm learning so much, and I'm so grateful that I know the Lord, because I'm telling you, I could not get through all that we have gone through if I didn't know the Lord. And I'm so glad that way back when somebody introduced me to Jesus, because it has really truly changed my life. He has changed my life, and today, however many years later, that was, I mean, I've always believed in Jesus, so I shouldn't say I've always known there was a God. I've always believed in Jesus, even as a little Catholic girl going to church and mass and stuff like that. But I fell away, as you know my story, and somebody introduced me to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like a relationship with Jesus, not religion. The relationship side of Jesus. And that was almost 17 years ago now. So I'm just thankful. And that's kind of my segue into today's word. So hope you're sitting down. Buckle up. We're going to get into it today. I've titled this episode, and I went back and forth for like a couple days. What am I going to talk about? I had a couple ideas, but this one stuck. And so I've titled this episode, Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Okay? There are many things you and I can accomplish, and we have accomplished. If you've gotten your degree, maybe you bought a house, you bought a car, you built a life for yourself, you've built a name for yourself, or you have a family, or whatever, or you just got out of bed today, okay? Because let's be real, that is an accomplishment in itself. There are many things that we can accomplish, our heroes have accomplished in this life. Your spouse, your kids, your pastor, your mom, or your dad, like those people have all accomplished many things. And I'm sure those things are great. And we give them, you know, the accolades, and we clap for them when they accomplish these things. My daughter just got her G1 a couple, maybe months ago now, 3 months ago now. And, you know, we celebrated that. We were excited. She passed her the literacy test. We acknowledge that, you know, we were excited for her. There's different things that, you know, people in your life have accomplished, and it's good to celebrate those things. But there are some things in life that only Jesus can do. Hear me today. There's a lot of things you can do on your own, but there are some things in life that only Jesus can do. And so I've titled this Only Jesus, and I'm going to tell you why. There are many things that are reserved for Jesus alone, because he is almighty and he is all powerful and he is all knowing and all sufficient. He's the great I am. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace, and he is God. In case you needed that little theological nugget right there, you're welcome. Jesus is God. He is the Lord God Almighty. And so today I want to talk about some of the things that only Jesus can do. And I'm going to back it up with scripture. You ready? You guys ready? Okay, let's go. Only Jesus could be crucified, die, yet rise up again 3 days later. 1 Corinthians 15 and 4 says, he was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. Another verse says, Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be Lord both of the living and of the dead. That's Romans 14 and 9 in the New Living Translation. Only Jesus could and would do that for the sins of man to be forgiven. Now, I love my people. I love my tribe. I love my family. But I don't think that I could or would want to die on the cross for them. I love them, but whew, I don't know how deep this love goes. Only Jesus could do such a thing. Only Jesus could have such a love for humanity to take on the sins of the world and be crucified, died, and was buried, and then rise back up on the third day. Only Jesus could save a sinner like me and a sinner like you. Only he could take our broken pieces and make something new out of it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Matthew 1 and 21 in the King James Version says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now, my life before Christ, I was a slave to sin. I was so wrapped up in that life, that messed up world where, you know, things and people satisfied rather than God Almighty, Almighty. But the scriptures say they called his name Jesus for a reason. And here's the reason: so that he could save his people from their sins. Only Jesus could save a sinner like me. And if any of you out there know me and knew me back then, you're like, yep, amen. Amen. Only Jesus could take that little ratchet girl from Windsor and turn her into a worshiper and a woman of God and all the other things he has done. Praise God. We won't go back there. But anyway, only Jesus. Romans 5 and 8 says, "But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Only Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And I love that verse. I quote that verse anytime I give my testimony. I quote that verse. It is a life verse for me. Because I was in the world. I know what it had to offer and still has to offer. And believe me, I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. So I know that transition from being in the world and then being in Christ. And he says that in him, we can be a new creature. Old things are passed away. That old Vicky York, that lifestyle, that personality, that person, that's gone. And all things are become new. I'm now Mrs. Victoria Levitt. And I walk with the Lord and I talk with him daily. I'm not that person anymore. And I shared my testimony one time with a group of university and college students, and I titled that testimony, "I'm not that person anymore." Only Jesus could do that. You know, you can go to however many help groups, and I'm not taking away from their effectiveness, you know, going to counseling and whatever other groups you can get involved in to try to get better for yourself and get yourself out of, you know, the situation you're in. But I'm telling you that only Jesus can take the old and bury it and give you and make you something new. Praise God. Only Jesus. Remember that verse, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Write it down somewhere. I'm telling you, it will give you strength. It will give you strength when you feel like you can't get out of your mess. Only Jesus, only Jesus, and I have it in bold letters here, could heal a woman with an issue of blood, heal blind eyes, cause the lame to walk, and the deaf to talk. Come on, somebody. I didn't even mean to rhyme there, but here we go. Only Jesus could and can raise the dead. Just ask Lazarus. Only Jesus can free us from depression, anxiety, or any other illness that might strike our bodies or our minds. Only Jesus. And here's a scripture. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5 says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Wow. James 5 and 15 says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now I want to read this next verse because it's it's so good. Matthew 9 verses 1 to 7. There's quite a few verses here, so hang tight. So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. It's funny because, anyway, I'm not going to go there. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And at once, some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Matthew 9, verses 1 to 7. I love this. I love this. I love this. Because the religious folk were like, no. Did he just say, we might be okay with the fact that he's, you know, healing people and claiming to be this healer and claiming to be who he says he is. But now he's saying, your sins be forgiven you? And they're like, who does this guy think he is? And I love this because we can get caught up sometimes in, you know, this person needs healing. This person needs a miracle. But coming from experience, sin has the ability to make you sick. Okay. And I can say I was a sin sick soul. And so I didn't necessarily need healing. I needed forgiveness, which in turn made me well and made me whole. Praise God. So they didn't want to accept that Jesus had all power to heal and to forgive sins. So we have to be careful because sin can make us so sick. But thank God that only Jesus can forgive us of our sins and make us whole. Wow, thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiveness. Now, in case you're thinking, okay, Victoria, you've just shared all these Bible examples, these stories, and, you know, what does that have to do with me today, right? Come to my world. You know, I'm not a paralytic man, or I'm not a woman with an issue of blood, and, you know, I wasn't there when Jesus fed the 5,000. You know, maybe you're thinking like that. Come to my world. Okay, sure. I'm glad you said that. Well, here it is. Only Jesus can take your mess and make it a miracle. Only Jesus can restore a marriage that is on the brink of divorce. You thought it was over, but God. Only Jesus can bring peace to a heart that is grieving much loss. Only Jesus can love you unconditionally. Only Jesus sees the tears you cry when no one else is around. Only Jesus sees the mistakes you keep on making, the mistakes you and I keep on making, yet he offers us a way out. Only Jesus could allow a concussion to reveal a tumor that could have taken a man's life. Only Jesus. Only Jesus can deliver you from that addiction. I know that for facts. I know that personally. Only Jesus could take a single mom with a fear of rejection and give her a love that brings security. and peace and protection. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. I'm telling you, it's only Jesus. He's the one. He's the one we can call on. He's the one we can turn to. He's the one that holds all power in His name. And there are so many other things I could list. I could come into your, you know, read your diary. But I don't have time for that today. And so whatever it is, you're saying, okay, well, you didn't mention the fact that I da-da-da-da-da. Guess what? Only Jesus can take care of the da-da-da-da-da. Only Jesus can do what no man can do. Only Jesus is what we're talking about today. There's no other name that you could call on and be saved. There's no other name that has all power. And there's no other name that can shift an atmosphere. Only Jesus. Have you ever been in a situation and you just don't have the words? Like, the pain is too heavy, or the situation seems so dark, or the situation seems impossible to fix beyond repair, and all you can muster up is the word Jesus? It's amazing that that's all you actually need to say. There's a song, and I used to sing it back in the day with Grandma C and Papa C back in Windsor, my very first pastor and pastor's wife, who I love so much. They became mom and dad to me, Mama C and Papa C, and Grandma C and Papa C to my daughter. And we used to sing this song together, Say the Name. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name so precious. There's no other name I know. Say the name. And the verse or the chorus says, that can calm your fears and dry your tears and wipe away your pain. When you don't, or when you can't find the words to say, or you don't know what else to pray, just say the name. And that's my advice, my words that I could leave you with today. When you don't know what else to say, just say the name. When you're stuck for how to get through that mess, how to get through or get over that mountain, just say the name. Just say the name of Jesus. Listen, my child could be whatever. It could be anything. And the second I hear, Mommy, Mommy, my ears are perked and I'm there. I'm there to help her with whatever it might be. But I'm limited in my abilities. I'm human. I can only do so much for my child. But when you call on the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, there are no limits. There are no limits. There is no, oh, sorry, can't do that. I've had to say that, you know, over the years. Sorry, Mommy can't do that. Mommy doesn't know how to do that, or Mommy's not able to go there or do this. But when you call on Jesus, when I call on Jesus, sorry, that song just popped into my head and it's so good. What was I saying? When you call on Jesus, all things are possible. All things are possible. There are no limits. There's so many songs right now going through my head. Oh, the joys of being a singer and a worshiper. It's like you can say any word and a song will come to mind. It's a problem, really. It's a problem. But a good problem, I guess, because if you need a song in a moment, it just comes to you. Just one moment. Okay, I'm done. Anyway, I'm going to close with this. You and I have access to the greatest name and the greatest power and the greatest force in heaven and earth, and that's Jesus. And we just have to utilize that name. We just have to know who to call in the time of trouble. And not only trouble, because Jesus wants our full attention. He wants full access. So when things are going great, he still wants to hear from us. He still wants us to call on his name and give him praise. But just know, when things are not so great, we have access to the greatest. Whew. I love that. When things are not so great, we have access to the greatest. We have access to the one who is great. And that is only Jesus. So God bless you today. I hope that this episode has blessed you in some way or enriched your life. Feel free to share this with somebody. I know that somebody in your life could use this word. And even if they don't listen, just remind them, only Jesus. God bless you. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to Real Talk with Miss V. Let's stay connected. Follow, subscribe, share, tell your mama, tell your daddy. Tune in every week for another word with Miss V. I hope you have a blessed day.